You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey there, pet parents. Welcome to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Christy Vaughn, and today we are discussing frozen treats for Fido to help you get through those hot summer days. We will get down to business and talk about easy frozen goodies you can make for your furry kids after we return from these messages from our sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
It's dinner time in America, where more pet parents trust PetSmart for natural and expert-recommended foods than any place else. And now, we've added more than 100 new varieties to our already wide selection of your favorite brands, like Simply Nourish, Authority, Wellness, Science Diet, and more. Do what's best for your pet. At PetSmart, happiness in store.
Go to PetSmartDeal.com to find out this week's coupon code and save up to 30% on food, treats, toys, and more. And get free shipping on orders of $49. Go to PetSmartDeal.com, PetSmartDeal.com.
Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network on the planet, joins forces with iHeartRadio to put the power of your pets in your pocket.
Awesome.
Download the iHeartRadio app and rock Pet Life Radio on your phone, on your tablet, on your Xbox, in your car. Pet talk, pet tunes, and fun pet times. Pet Life Radio and iHeartRadio. Positively possum.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Christy Vaughn, and today I'm sharing some sweet frozen treat recipes to help you and your furry ones beat the heat this summer. But before we get into the delicious frozen treats that can cool off your canine kids during the hot summer months, I wanted to talk a little about how dangerous the heat can be to your pups. Unfortunately, I had a scary experience last summer and wanted to share it with my listeners in hopes of preventing similar situations. I found a lot of great information on WebMD and PetMD that I would like to share with you before we talk about all of the fun stuff. But first, let me share a personal experience. Last summer, I was walking my Frenchie, Ruger, in about 84 degree weather. I didn't think anything of it because honestly, it didn't seem too hot outside. It had just rained, so it was quite humid, and that was something I overlooked at the time. We went for our usual walk on a paved trail, which is very shaded, and on our way back to the car, he started panting very, very heavily, and I noticed that he was foaming at the mouth. I picked him up and carried him back to the car. I laid him down in the back seat and drove home as quickly as I could. At this point, his body was limp, and he was continuing to pant heavily. I knew that he was overheated and immediately went to work to try and cool him down. I soaked some towels in cool water and placed them over his body, including his head. I placed his little paws in some cool water as well. When that didn't seem to help, I placed him in the bathtub with a thin layer of cool water, just enough to cover his feet. At this point, he started to shake and lose control of his bowels. I knew this was not a good sign, so I rushed him to the emergency vet. I raced there, not even paying attention to traffic lights, which is probably not a good thing, but all I could think about was my poor baby. I called ahead to the vet, and they met me outside. They rushed him back and immediately started working on him. I have to be honest, I was a bit of a basket case at this point. But once they stabilized him, the vet came into the room and told me that he was okay for the time being and that I saved him by immediately cooling him down. She said that it wasn't the heat that got to him. It was actually the humidity. And she said that the next couple of hours would be crucial, but they would do their best. Apparently, I did save his life by cooling him down. But unfortunately, I cooled him down too much, and then he went into shock. Now, I wanted to share that scary story with you so you are aware of what can happen and just how quickly it can happen. You've probably heard of heat stroke in people. Well, as you just heard, dogs can suffer from heat stroke, and it's just as dangerous. Heat stroke is definitely an emergency that requires immediate treatment. Because dogs do not sweat, except to a minor degree through their foot pads, they're unable to tolerate the high environmental temperatures as well as humans do. Dogs really depend on their panting to exchange that warm air for the cool air that they need. So when the air temperature is close to the body temperature, cooling by panting is just not an efficient process for them. So if your dog has a temperature of over 106 degrees without any signs of inflammation, a heat stroke can lead to multiple organ dysfunction, seizure, coma, and even death. So you're probably wondering what some common situations are that can set the stage for something like this to happen. Obviously, we know that being left in a car in hot weather is very dangerous. We wouldn't want to do that to a person, so please don't leave your dogs in cars during the hot summer months. Exercising in hot, humid weather, if you're going for a run with your dog, being a brachiocephalic breed, especially a bulldog, a pug, or a Pekingese, they have that flat face. Suffering from some type of heart or lung disease, that can interfere with efficient breathing as well. Being confined on concrete or asphalt surfaces, being confined without shade and fresh water in the hot weather, and also having a history of heat stroke. Now that Ruger has suffered from heat stroke once, he's more likely to suffer from it again. So we are very careful with him. So it's very important to be vigilant, especially during the hot summer months. My dogs love to play outside, but I have to be extra careful with Ruger. It's a good idea to limit time spent outside during the summer. Make sure your pups stay hydrated, and yummy frozen treats always help too. So summertime is the perfect excuse to experiment with tasty treats to cool off hot dogs. Okay, now on to the fun stuff. Let's talk about some easy frozen goodies that you can make ahead of time and then pop in the freezer for those hot days. Most of these treats contain yogurt and some type of fruit. And almost all of them call for just a few ingredients, so don't worry about clogging your fridge with items you don't normally keep on hand. Remember, my goal is to help you incorporate healthy foods into your dog's diet without making you spend a lot of time in the kitchen. You've probably seen the popular doggy ice cream sold in stores. Those are great, but why not make your own so you know exactly what goes into it? You probably think dog ice cream is difficult to make. But I'm going to prove that frozen treats are super easy to make and are much healthier than what you can buy in the store. Let's first talk about some of the bases you can use for frozen treats. I mentioned yogurt. This is a great item to freeze. Consider using non-fat yogurt or Greek yogurt, which is a little bit healthier and it actually contains more protein. Another base you can use is chicken or beef broth. You should always keep broth on hand when making homemade dog treats. Make sure you're using low-sodium broth in your recipes. Fruit juices that are low in sugar can be a nice treat on a hot day. Now, it may sound odd, but baby food can actually be frozen and given to your pups. Who would have thought baby food? My favorite thing to use for freezing foods is an ice cube tray. They are great for portioning out treats so you don't accidentally give Fido too much. Cupcake liners, muffin tins, and candy molds are also good to use for frozen treats. Once frozen, you can let them sit at room temperature for a few minutes, and then you can peel the liners off or pop the treats out of the molds, and then serve and enjoy. Now, for the first recipe, you only need a couple of ingredients. Yogurt-dipped strawberries require two things. You guessed it. Plain yogurt. Remember, non-fat is the best. And strawberries. You'll also need some parchment or wax paper as well. First, you're going to want to cut the greens off the strawberries after you wash them. And then using a fork, dip the strawberries in the yogurt until they are fully coated. And then place them on the parchment paper. Freeze until the yogurt forms a solid coating around the strawberries. For this one, you might consider using plain Greek yogurt since it's a bit thicker. It is a little bit more expensive, but it's better for you and contains more protein. Now, during our last episode, I mentioned this one, and it was such a huge hit, I have to share it again. These frozen PB&B snacks, as I like to call them, require two ingredients, and they only take a few minutes to put together. You'll need one ripe banana and some all-natural peanut butter for the topping. Just slice the banana, place a dab of peanut butter on top, and then freeze for a few hours. If you want to get a little bit fancy, you can put the peanut butter in an icing bag and make cute shapes on the banana slices. Head on over to our Facebook page to see pictures of these adorable frozen treats. Now, speaking of peanut butter, remember how much I like peanut butter? It's probably because my dogs love it so much. There's really a lot you can do with peanut butter, including incorporating it into your frozen treats. This next goodie is sure to hit the spot on a hot day. Take out your non-fat or plain Greek yogurt again, and this time you will need 4 cups of it. You'll also need 1 ripe banana, 1 cup of blueberries, and 3 tablespoons of peanut butter. Remember, the natural kind is preferred. Mix all of these ingredients together in a bowl, and then pour into a blender and puree it until it's nice and smooth. Pour the mixture into ice cube trays and freeze for 2 hours. Your pup will have a frozen PB&J treat to enjoy. Now it's time for a quick break. We'll continue with more frozen treat recipes after these messages from our sponsors. You won't want to miss this.
Sit, stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, 4 to be exact.
Dogs leave fur wherever they go. It collects all over the home. There are many tools designed to stop dog hair spreading, but their effectiveness varies, and afterwards you have to clean the tool, then the floor. With the Dyson Groom Tool, you simply deploy the bristles, then gently brush the coat. Loose fur is removed, while dead skin and allergens are captured by the vacuum. And to clean up, you simply release the trigger.
To get this awesome Dyson Groom Tool, go to DysonDeals.com. That's DysonDeals.com.
Hi, this is T.O.D. Anderson, and I'm the host of Get Positive Results on Pet Life Radio. We're going to talk about a variety of topics on canine behavior and training, all based on modern methods that are fun for you and your dog. We might be talking about other critters, too. So join us on Get Positive Results. We'll talk about common issues between you and your dog, answer your questions, discuss different activities you can do with your dog, and keep you posted on current canine news and products. All this on Get Positive Results on Pet Life Radio.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish. I'm Christy Vaughn, and we are talking about tasty frozen treats to cool off your hot dogs during the sizzling summer months. Earlier in the show, I shared some easy ways to get started making frozen snacks for your pups. There are a few different bases you can use, such as non-fat, plain yogurt, or Greek yogurt, low-sodium chicken or beef broth, low-sugar fruit juice, and also baby food. Frozen treats can be made in ice cube trays, cupcake liners, muffin tins, or candy molds. It's always a good idea to portion out these treats and give them out sparingly. Now, the next recipes I discuss require just a few more ingredients and a little more creativity, but they are still simple and don't take much time in the kitchen. Before the break, I mentioned again how much my dogs love peanut butter. Here's another one that uses some peanut butter. Now, you'll need to take out your food processor or heavy-duty blender for this one. You'll need 4 cups of that plain yogurt, 2 tablespoons of your natural peanut butter, and 3 bananas, ripe, peeled, and mashed. Blend all of the ingredients to a puree, and then pour into 4-ounce plastic cups. Freeze them until they're firm, and then you can pop the treat out of the cup and watch your dog enjoy. Now, most of these treats you can store in the freezer for up to 2 weeks, and they will stay fresh. If you want a really special ice cream treat that will wow your guests at your next dog party, try out this sweet treat with peanut butter and carob. We discussed carob during the last episode. Remember, it's a healthy and safe alternative to chocolate. When you're baking with it, you can treat it like chocolate. So you'll need 32 ounces of plain yogurt, 1 cup of that natural peanut butter, 1/2 cup of carob chips. Divide your yogurt evenly into each cup of a 6-muffin cup pan. So whatever you would use to make your muffins or your cupcakes, you can use that for this recipe. Pour your peanut butter into a small bowl, and then you're going to want to melt the carob chips gradually in a microwave-safe bowl, stirring every 15 minutes so it doesn't burn. You can also melt the carob using a double boiler if you have one. Then you'll pour the melted carob into the peanut butter and stir it until it's combined. Spoon the mixture into each muffin cup, and then using a toothpick, gently stir or swirl the peanut butter with the yogurt. Freeze until solid, and then serve. And there you have a special frozen treat that's pretty enough to be served at a dog birthday party. Now, while you have yogurt and carob on hand, you'll want to try this next one. You'll need 2 6-ounce containers of plain yogurt, 1 tablespoon of honey, and 1/3 cup carob chips. Mix all of those ingredients in a medium bowl until well combined, and then spoon into an ice cube tray or cupcake liners. Freeze until solid, and then serve and enjoy. Using honey in your treats is a healthy way to help your pup if he or she suffers from allergies. Honey is also great for the digestive tract. And when possible, try to use raw local honey. So, to do a frozen treat with really sweet and interesting flavors, try this strawberry coconut dog ice cream. You'll need 32 ounces of your plain yogurt again. You might as well stock up on this stuff. You can see a pattern here. 1/2 cup pure coconut butter, and 1 cup fresh strawberries. Always want to start out by washing your strawberries and cutting off the greens. Take out your blender and add the yogurt, the strawberries, and the coconut butter. Blend until smooth, and then pour into your ice cube trays and freeze for a few hours before serving. Now let's talk about toppings. Who doesn't love hot fudge on their ice cream sundae? Well, we know we can't offer hot fudge to our furry kids, so what toppings are safe if you want to add a little something to their treats? Consider adding 1 spoonful of applesauce. Now remember, make sure it's the natural kind without too much sugar. You can also dribble some honey on top. We talked about how good honey is. And then how about some bacon? Add a little bit of crispy bacon to the top of their ice cream. Now speaking of meat, if your pup prefers something savory, you can actually make frozen treats using meat. I know it sounds a little weird, and most likely you won't want to share these with him or her. But if your dog really loves meat, try mixing a can of tuna with 2 cups of non-fat plain yogurt. You can even sprinkle a little bit of parsley to counteract the tuna breath, and then spoon the mixture into ice cube trays or cupcake liners and freeze for a few hours until solid. Now we've talked about some easy ways to make frozen treats to help your pups chill out during the hot summer months. If you're not ready to try these recipes just yet, consider a couple of very easy ways to cool off hot dogs. If you have a Kong or another type of toy that has a compartment for treats, try stuffing it with peanut butter or yogurt and then freezing for a few hours. This will give your pup something to do while cooling off at the same time. Another neat summer treat is to freeze your dog's favorite fruits or veggies in water. Simply cut up carrots or their favorite veggie, place a piece or two in an ice cube tray, and then fill with water and freeze. You can do the same with pieces of fruit. And when you're ready to serve, just pop the ice cube out and give it to your pup. Some smaller dogs like to chase the ice cube in their water bowl, so it becomes a fun game while they're cooling off. So if you're not quite ready to try out these recipes, try something really easy to start off with, It's very easy to slice up some strawberries, stick them in an ice cube tray, and fill with water. Stick it in the freezer for a couple of hours, and voila, you have an easy frozen treat. Now, I'd like to share a special offer to all of our listeners. Use the code DOGGYDISH20 at checkout to receive 20% off your entire order at positivelywholesome.com. Now, that's positively with a P-A-W, of course. Here, you can find all natural and healthy dog treats, including sweet potato chips and apple chips. This is an exclusive offer for our loyal listeners of the Doggy Dish. You can also find a link to this site on the Doggy Dish's page on the Pet Life Radio website. Well, we are out of time, and we would like to thank our producers for making this show possible. I love to hear from my listeners. And if you try any of the recipes I shared, I'd love to see pictures and videos of your pups enjoying their new frozen goodies. Please send them to Christy@PetLifeRadio.com. And that's Christy with an I. You can also find The Doggy Dish on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter to keep up with the latest and greatest in healthy cooking for your furry kids. Thank you for listening to The Doggy Dish. Bye-bye for now.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.